On the island of Molokai in the Hawaiian Islands, you are familiar that over 150 years ago there was established a leper colony. And people thought that leprosy was the result of bad behavioral choices. And many said God punished these people because they chose wrongly. Father Peter Damian of Molokai dedicated his life to work with the lepers and in fact died with leprosy. Robert Louis Stevenson even came to his defense and defended him, saying he was not trying to give his approbation to bad behavior. And eventually it was shown that leprosy is not the result of bad behavioral choices, but a disease that needs to be cured. It is easy for us to ask questions, as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, why did God punish me? Why has this happened to me? Or even to become totally cynical. There's no hope for humanity. I don't care why this happened. It's crazy. As opposed to saying, I have a child with a handicap. This is a blessing. Not the fact that a handicap is a blessing, but an opportunity to help someone is a blessing. We Christians are sometimes like those doctors who complain, how come all these sick people keep coming to me? Because you're a doctor and you're supposed to help them. We want our friends and the people we meet sometimes to be perfect. And the fact is, we are not, and neither are they. In this imperfect world, the Lord says, how will you make His glory shine? How will you help the situation? It's not easy. And we often like to assign blame and said that person deserves it. It may be so, or it may not be so, but it still doesn't answer the question, but you're a Christian and you're supposed to help people. What is your role? When I used to work in a hospital in Syracuse, New York, they had a beautiful chapel and a stained glass window of the lost sheep that was stuck in the bushes. And you have Jesus coming and taking the lost sheep, putting it over his shoulder and taking it to safety. The good shepherd finding and helping the good sheep. I always thought they should have made another window when the sheep is stuck in the bushes and Jesus comes along and the sheep begin biting him, kicking, spitting, and says, get out of my life, I want to die. Because often in our life, we either ourselves or we encounter people that don't want help. And it is very easy to write them off and say they deserve what they get. However, sometimes it is not their fault. But whatever the situation, a Christian should never be a spectator to simply look as someone deteriorates and falls. You need to keep yourself safe. You don't need to put yourself in dangerous situation. But even a prayer, even a kind word or some small deed is a way to approach a very bad situation. It is easy to help people that want to be helped. It is easy to write people off because they have chosen things that make them bad. But what if we are wrong? What if it wasn't their choices? What if it was something else that caused them? But whatever it is, the Christians should ask themselves, how can I help this person? Whenever we say that person is a loser, they deserve to die, and we somehow think we may be better, then the voice of the Lord from the book of Genesis comes calling back to us, and where is your brother? And where is your sister? And you may say, well, they deserve it. They hurt me. They're crazy. You may be right, you may be partially right, or you may be wrong, but how have you made the situation better? How have you given glory to God in this situation? And maybe someday, when you are in a situation where it's not your fault, and imagine if people say, he deserves it, she deserves it, and you might cry inside and say, I'm innocent, just help me. We should imagine everyone is in that situation today. So when they're hurt, our goal should be, even in a small way, let's help them. Христос воскрес!